Tammy, I love the variety of things people are going to be able to learn about tomorrow, from how to view the Great American Eclipse in August to learning Michael Jackson's Thriller dance. Mm-hmm. How did you choose the topics?
Well, we looked at calendars and schedules from other libraries who'd hosted how-to festivals, and then we also tapped into the talents that we have locally.
How did you find the people that are going to be talking about these topics tomorrow?
We used a lot of staff referrals. We talked to a lot of people that had been here for other programs, or people who just regularly visit the library, a lot of people who come in and do the displays. We have them coming in and doing programs.
What are some things people can learn about besides the two that I mentioned?
Well, we're going to have a great one on beekeeping and how to get started in that, and all the questions that you need to look at. Worm composting has been a really hot topic that people are calling about. Also, outdoor photography, how to choose wine on a budget, which is great, should be called how to not buy wine based on the label, how pretty the label is. Hy-Vee's coming in and helping us do a session on how do you navigate the cheese counter. There's 9 million kinds, and what do you choose? And so he'll have tastings and pairings and all kinds of stuff. We're really excited. Their nutritionist is also coming in, and she's going to help us look at all the different fruits and vegetables and when they're in season and how to use them the best ways.
Yeah, I like the name of that one. That was How to Eat a Rainbow, I think, right?
It was, yes.
Of course, there will be library-related topics, too, including how to use the 3D printer, which I'm still sort of intrigued by.
The 3D printer is great, all the fun things you can use it for, and it's really quite easy. And so we're hoping introducing that to the public will encourage people to come up with some projects to print.
How many topics in all are going to be covered tomorrow?
35.
How will the festival work?
So these are short sessions. So they're made to switch every 30 minutes. So you'll go in, hear all the hot topics, how to get started, and then you'll move on to the next session. So you'll have 15 minutes for the next one. We have 5 rooms, so things will constantly be rolling over all day long.
Why did the library decide to offer this event?
Some other libraries have had some success being more diverse and sharing their community's talents. And this is a great opportunity to shine the light on our community.
30 minutes isn't enough time to obviously become an expert, but what is the idea behind this event?
The idea behind it is to be able to find out just a little bit about it. Yes, I want to learn to draw, but what do I need to go out and buy? Do I need special paper? What kind of books can I use? And it's getting you over that first hump of trying to figure out, is this something that I would be interested in carrying on as a hobby or project?
Who should attend?
Everybody should attend. We've got sessions for men and women, and there's craft sessions, so families and older kids. If this turns out to be a roaring success, we're going to try and do another one that's outdoors this fall.
What are the hours for the festival tomorrow?
The festival starts at 10, and the last session wraps up at 3:15.
All right, and again, that is at the Library Center. And how can somebody find out more information about the How To Festival?
They can give us a call here at the Library Center at 883-5341.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.